Okay, I've tried to do this video a few times, but I'm the father of six children. The seventh is on its way.
Update, baby seven is here. The video was recorded right before he was born.
And look, there's a lot of distraction in our home right now. And we just had a family meeting, so I'm coming down off of that. So this is what's happened. We live on a very busy street. And it's no place for little kids to be playing, especially on the sidewalk. We're fortunate that the driveway is long, so the house is set back. But our two-year-old can't really go outside to play because of that. So there is a fence around the whole yard, but there's access points to the front yard that needed to be blocked. So yesterday, I went out and I blocked all those access points. I created different fences so that the backyard was completely isolated from the front. And now our two-year-old Catherine can play in the backyard and we don't have to worry about it. So today was the first day. It's beautiful. It's 33 degrees Celsius. She's in the backyard and Janelle comes down and says, I found Catherine in the front yard. No place for her to be playing. I mean, it's very, very dangerous. Basically, she got around my security fence because someone let her through the garage and then out into the front yard. One of our kids did. So we had to have this family meeting and explain how dangerous that is and how it's so important to stay within the fence in the backyard, especially for Catherine, who's so young. And it got me thinking about our relationship with God. A lot of people look at the Catholic Church and look at the rules, look at the regulations, the Ten Commandments, the precepts of the church, and we think God is out to remove the fun out of life. And we begin to think about our fence. Is the fence that I put up in the backyard to ruin the fun of our kids? No, it's to keep them safe, to keep them in our presence so we can keep our eyes on them. If they step outside the fence, bad things are going to happen, especially for our youngest. And the same with God. He's given us rules. Yes, he's given us regulations. He's given us revelation. For what purpose? If we stay within what he has revealed to be true, he can bless us. He can fill us with life. But if we step outside of what God has revealed to be true, what can we expect? We can expect bad things. In fact, we can expect spiritual death. When we step outside of what God has revealed to be true, we can expect spiritual death. See, the problem is oftentimes we just see the rules. And if we just see rules without relationship, we get rebellion. Rules without relationship gets rebellion. And so we have to understand that everything that God has revealed to be true is also that he can draw us to himself so that we can have an intimate friendship with him. And like every intimate relationship, it comes with some sort of guidelines, doesn't it? The most intimate relationship that I have is with my wife, Janelle. And when we entered into that intimate relationship, we call that marriage. We had vows and we vowed that we would live our life a certain way. I'm not free to go off with some other woman because when I entered into a relationship with Janelle, I said, I'm promised to be true to you and only you. And I give myself to her like I give myself to no one else, and vice versa. That comes with the type of intimate relationship that we have. It's called marriage. In order to have a thriving marriage, you have to have boundaries, right? And with an intimate relationship with God, we have boundaries, and to stay within those boundaries, then we can have intimacy with him. Stepping outside of that fence, expect bad things. For example, some people think that they can be a good Catholic, have a great relationship with God, and still be pro-choice. No, you're pro-choice. You've stepped outside that fence. Expect spiritual death. Some people think that they can have an intimate relationship with God, but yet have contraception within their marriage. No, you've stepped outside the fence. Expect spiritual death. Some people think that marriage can be between two men or two women, yet still be a good practicing Catholic. No, you've stepped outside that fence. Some people think they can be a good Catholic, yet let their children choose their gender. That's insanity. You can't let your child choose their gender. God gives gender. He's created us male or female. And parents' roles is to form their children in the truth and not let the culture form the children. To let children choose their gender is to throw them over the fence and then go with them. There's certain things that God has revealed to be true. And if we step outside of those boundaries, we're free to do that, yes. But we're not free to choose the consequence. Now, I'm not here trying to tick anyone off, because I'm just guessing that most of the people who watch our videos are those people who want to stay within the fence. So the value of this kind of message is just to affirm you in what you already know to be true. I'm not trying to convince anyone. But for those who already believe the fullness of the Catholic faith, I just want to affirm you. Stay faithful. Because the reality is, there's very few people within the church who accept everything the church teaches to be true. Most cherry pick what they like and leave some and keep the rest. And when we do that, we've placed ourselves outside the fence. You can't be 99% Catholic. It's either you're all in or you're not. And if there's that 1% in our life that we just choose to say, yeah, I love everything about the Catholic Church, but this part, I throw it off. Well, we've actually threw ourselves outside of the boundaries by which God wants us to live. Most of you know this, right? And so when you look at the world, sometimes you can feel yourself a little discouraged, because you think, am I the only one? Maybe in your circle, you are the only one. So the value of this message is to say, keep on going. Truth does not change with the trends. Even if the whole world believes something completely opposite of what God has revealed to be true, does not mean that what God has revealed to be true is no longer true. Now think about somebody who's colorblind. They can't see red or green. And what if you tell them and say, hey, there's a whole different world out there with colors, and there's these two colors, red and green. It's beautiful. They say, I don't see red or green or any color. Everything is grays, blacks, whites. I don't believe in red and green. And you step into a vehicle with this colorblind person, and you go for a drive in the city. They're in the driver's seat, and you pull up to an intersection, and the stop light is red. And they show no signs of slowing down. And you're like, hey, the stoplight is red. And they say, red, I don't believe in red. Remember, everything in my life is sort of gray. And they began to go through that intersection. Are they still bound by red? What if they don't believe it? Even if they don't see it? Yes, they're still bound by red, because objectively, it is there. It's true, whether they believe it or not, whether they see it or not. So whether or not the world believes in the fullness of truth revealed in the Catholic Church or not, it does not change the fact that it is true and that all are bound by truth. And so, friends, stay within the fence. We give the fence to our children because we love them. God gives us truth. He gives us revelation because he loves us, because he wants a relationship with us. And every relationship comes with boundaries. And those boundaries with God are for our good, for our joy, for our eternal happiness. Friends, keep on going. God is with you.